Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast. You're going to be hearing now for a few days what I think is one of the best teachings I ever heard in my life. It came from the life experience of my daughter, Shelley Brim. At that time she was Oaks, now she's Shelley Brim Baggett. But it's when the bottom fell out of their world and what God told her to do was to get drunk. It's called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. I'm going to stop right there on He restoreth my soul. I said, Lord, I know that You said right here You'd restore my soul, and that's my mind, my emotions. And it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? With the Word of God. And I know that Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. He is the living Word. And I just pretend a lot with the Lord, and He doesn't get mad at me for doing it. See, the devil, all he can do is pervert what God has made. And your pretender was put there by God, and the devil, he perverted it. But don't throw it all away. Keep your pretender. And I pretend. And the Lord never once has slapped my hands and said, you naughty girl. I mean, I pretend that He's sitting in my easy chair in my little apartment. And I sing Him special. And I play before Him. And I love Him. And I close my eyes and it says, He restores my soul. And I close my eyes and I just pretended that I saw Jesus in my heart. You know, the Holy Ghost will help you. And the Holy Ghost took over my pretender. And there I saw the Master, and He was standing before me, and I can't explain spiritual things with natural words. But for some reason, I had my soul, my mind, my emotions, my intellect in my hand. It was like an orb. And I said, Jesus, restore my soul. And He took His hands and He received it. And He began to bend slightly His knees and began to drop the ointment of the water of the Word, washing it gently, restoring it with the water of His Word. And He was all caught up in he was handling it so delicately. He loved my soul. And I noticed that there were sores on it. Some of them were worse than others. Some were cancerous looking, runny. You looked at them and it would just hurt you. He was so gentle with it. Wash it with His Word. He looked up from His work and He said, would you like to know the name of this sore? I looked at it and I said, yes, Lord. And He said, this is the name of it. Man-fearing. And went back to work. See, my life was, I was timid and shy and man-fearing. Wouldn't get up and sing in front of anybody. The teachers would tell my mother, well, she's a sweet girl, but we never know she's in our room. I was too shy to raise my hand in class. I was too shy to preach the gospel. Man-fearing, fearing what man thought of me. You washed it. You washed it. He's a good Jesus. He's a good shepherd. He gave his life for the sheep. Oh, there's a comfort in saying, Lord, I'm your little sheep. Help me. Show me your way. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is the verse I want you to get. Thou preparest a table before me. Hallelujah. And he said, what do you think is on that table, little girl? Bread. And I prepared the table for you. And he said, you know, it would not be polite to invite you over to my house after I've cooked dinner for you all day and not tell you what room the dining room was in, where the table was. You could end up going to the bathroom. Oh, well, that's not the dining room. Excuse me. Sorry. But he said, I either told you where the table was. It's in the presence of my enemies. He says, it's not polite. And he gave me a picture. He said, what if your... my husband was employed then. He said, what if your husband's boss invited you over for dinner and your little four-year-old girl got up to the table and put her arms like this and turned up her nose and go, I'm not going to eat. The Lord said, what would you do? I said, I'd spank her. I'd go in the bathroom privately and spank her. He said, my children, I have prepared them a table. I have set it before them with the bread of healing. And yet some of them sit there and won't eat. Some even act like it's not there. I'll never forget when he showed me this. I was folding towels. And I was in Mount Zion in prayer. And he showed me this. Folding towels, washcloth, underwear. I mean, this is God. He's there where you live. And I was in Mount Zion in my heart, and he was showing me the table of the Lord. And you know what he did? He pulled out my chair. The Lord, the good shepherd, pulled out my chair, and it had arms on it. And I sat down, and he scooted it up to the table. There was a napkin there, embroidered with gold, with my name on it. He said, you eat. You can have more than a crumb of bread, too. There's plenty. I said, Lord, how do you eat it? He said, don't you know that I create the fruit of your lips? The fruit of your lips? You speak the word. And by speaking the word, you eat the bread. At that time when I was folding towels and the Lord was seating me in Mount Zion in the presence of my enemies, he was seating me to his table. I'm folding towels. And he says, you begin to speak the word. And my body at that time was hurting. I said, boy, I could use a little of that healing bread. And I took my pretender out. And I got me a nice little thin slice. And he says, make it a little thicker. So I carved me out a big thick piece of bread. Texas toast style. You know. And I began to speak the word of God. The bread of life. 1 Peter 2:24. By the stripes of Jesus Christ I am healed. I began to speak it. Began to speak it. And as I was speaking it, I was eating the bread. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. That was a good morsel. Christ is redeemed me. Christ has redeemed me. By His stripes I am healed. Om nom 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 nom. Eating that bread, speaking it out. Faith says something. And He began to create the fruit of my lips. Says that in Isaiah. Now he says it's not polite to set someone up at the table and offer them something to eat without a little something to drink to wash it down with. You can get the cotton mouth that way. You know what I mean by the cotton mouth? I'll tell you a little bit of what I mean by the cotton mouth. My husband and I were married 7 years ago. It'll be 7 years ago this August. And it was a hot Oklahoma August. And the first thing that we wanted to do in our marriage ceremony, after we were pronounced husband and wife before the witnesses, the first thing we wanted to do was take communion. Have the elements there, the grape juice and the bread. Well, for some reason, in our hustle and bustle, we forgot the bread. Of course, I didn't know that. They didn't want to upset the bride. Well, we just won't tell the bride that we forgot the bread. So when that precious moment came, when my husband and I were kneeling on the little kneeling altar there that's so pretty, little white cushion, you know, and the little gold rods, and the pastor said so sweetly, whatever you say when you take communion, and he said, now, he had the cup, he said, now take the bread from the cup. I reached in there and it was a peanut. Now this is your wedding day. You're a little perspiry or sweaty, as we say in Oklahoma, you sweat. It's a hot August day, you're getting married, I mean destiny's right here, and you've got to eat a peanut. I ate that thing and it multiplied in my mouth. But I'd never get it down. Sweet little pastor said, now here's the blood of His new covenant. Thank God. Guzzled it. The Lord reminded me of that. He says, it's not polite to offer people bread at my table and not have a little something to swish it down with. Isn't the Lord thoughtful? He said, I provided wine, the wine of the Spirit. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Now let me take you back in time just a little bit. Cody was approximately 5 or 6 months old. Kylie was barely 4. We are living in Oklahoma in the country, 17 miles from Tulsa. We are living in a nice home, 4-bedroom home, on a plot of 3.5 acres of wooded trees. I am doing my wonderful duty as a mama. I love that. That's a high honor with God. Robert, he had to look for another job.
This is Billy Brim. The teaching you heard today is some of the best for the crises of life. We'll be glad to send you this CD set, $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And order, eat, drink, and be merry.